Yeah, welcome back to B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Edgecombe. Doug Ord and Lyle Huff bringing you Glacier Bear basketball on KHNS. Start of the fourth quarter, Glacier Bears trail by three to the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Mischiefs get the ball first. Got James driving to the right-hand side. She's going to be fouled, it looks like, by Bradford. Lyle and I are talking during the quarter break. There's 16 fouls so far in the second half for the Mischiefs, and that now is just the second on the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears have been to the line 16 times compared to two for the Mischiefs. Unfortunately, the Bears have missed nine of those 16, trailing by three. I hope that doesn't come back and haunt the Glacier Bears. Hayward into the lineup for the Mischiefs. She's way out at the center circle. She'll hand it off to Guthrie Buxton. Guthrie Buxton tries to go right-hand side, gets it through to Yelenimi, down inside to Hayward. Hayward turns, tries to deal, but Krager comes up with a loose ball. She hands it to Gross, and Gross is pushed out of bounds by Hayward. Is that going to be the fifth on Hayward? Now they say that's her fourth. They had her fifth up there earlier, and now they're saying that's her. Nope, that is her fifth. They've got it on the board. Keith Perkins is messing with us here, giving us bad information. Tanisha Nelson will be checking in for Hayward. So, nope, now they've got it. That's just her fourth up there on the board. Lyle and I are not losing our minds. We promise. They keep changing the number on the scoreboard. So it looks like Hayward only has four. Autumn Gross will be going to the line for two more free throws. Both of her points have come from the line so far. And this is the first one. Rebound to Coward. Coward back up and good for two. Another offensive rebound for the Glacier Bears. We're able to capitalize this time with Coward scoring the bucket. Back are the Mischiefs. They only lead by one. 28-27, 7:15 left in the ball game. James up top, comes left-hand side to Yelenimi, back to James. Right side to Nelson, inside to Johnson at the high post. She turns, tries to get it back up top, briefly knocked away by the Glacier Bears. They go to Nelson on the right side for three, and she buries it. Denisha Nelson's got nine, all from the outside, and back to a four-point lead. Swinton back for the Glacier Bears, fires from long, swish for Kaylee Swinton. Her foot was on the line, she gets two out of that one. She's got nine. We got a two-point ball game. James goes right side to Nelson. Nelson back up top to James. Left side to the elbow to Johnson. She backs it out on the dribble. Now goes left to Yelenimi off of her hands and out of bounds. 6:37 left in the ball game. Glacier Bears have a chance to tie or go ahead on this trip down. Swinton inbounds to Segan. Segan back to Swinton. Coach Brittenham calling out a play from the sideline. They go into the high post to Cowart through her hands. And stolen away with us on the floor, and we got a held ball. Possession arrow goes to the Glacier Bears. Checking into the game will be Studstill. She comes in with four personal fouls, and Guthrie Buxton will be taking a seat for the Mischief. Segan on the inbounds, right-hand side of the lane, looking for an opening. Gets it way up top to Cowart, to Swinton. She'll drive down the left baseline, up with the left-hand hand, leaves it a little short. Gross with the rebound, leaves a little short, gets another rebound, goes up, and she's going to be fouled on this one. So that will send Autumn back to the line, shooting two. Foul's going to be on 22. That's going to be on Tanisha Nelson. That's her fourth personal foul. We got Studstill, Nelson, and Hayward, all with four fouls for the Mischiefs with 6:21 left in the ballgame. Autumn Gross at the line, shooting two. First one, back rim, no good. And into the game is Tulsi Zano coming in for Krager. And Guthrie Buxton coming into the ballgame for the Mischiefs. Autumn back at the line for her second. This one's back rim. Rebound comes down to Coward. Coward up with it and good. Destiny again off the missed free throw, getting the bucket, and we're tied at 31. We've got a timeout by the Mischiefs on the court. Glacier Bears making a comeback here in the fourth quarter, again off of offensive rebounding, and this time they're making their buckets as they go back up with it, Lyle. Well, we got a full timeout, but why don't we just keep it here and kind of give a recap of what's happening.
Well, and we've talked about the fact that rebounding, but Cowart's the one who's really collecting the rebounds. I mean, she's got 13 rebounds so far in this ball game. Gross also is doing well. She's got 10 rebounds, and Krager has got 7 rebounds, so when you get rebounds back, you get second opportunities, and that's what's really helped the Glacier Bears fight themselves back into this ball game. Free throws, Well, we talked about the fact that they missed a bunch of them, but they already have 18 fouls on that with Atlas. So Glacier Bears, everything goes the way things are going, they're going to be shooting two and double bonus here before long. Mischief's only three team fouls, or I mean the Glacier Bears only three team fouls, so it's a long ways to send the Mischief to the free throw line.
But again, Glacier Bears need to start making some free throws, too. If we get there, either that or, I mean, that play where they miss it and Destiny gets the offensive rebound and makes it for a layup, that's working really well for them. But
yeah.
I don't know if we can count on that play working every time. But so far it's worked out for them, and we've got a tie ball game with 6:14 left in the game. Mischiefs will have to go the length of the court. Johnson inbounds it to James. He'll jog it up to the 10-second line, 2-3 zone for the Glacier Bears. Steegan comes out, puts some pressure on. They go right side to Yilanimi. Back up top to James. Johnson at the left post. To James. The elbow to Johnson. To James. Yilanimi on the right wing. She'll turn, get it to Johnson. Johnson turns out to Yilanimi. Yilanimi fires it up for three. That one's short. Glacier Bears let it go out of bounds, so they'll have the basketball. Looks like we're going to see some little diamond three-court pressure here by the Mischiefs. They're setting up in it. See if the Glacier Bears can handle the press. Get it into Steegan. Back to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble. She throws it up over the top to Zano. Zano is going to turn and travel with it. Mischiefs have only gotten up two shots so far in the quarter. They're one for two. They'll have the basketball. James on the dribble. Hands it off to Guthrie Buxton. He gets it up into the front court. Dribbles to the right-hand side, was going to pass there, goes into the free throw line to Johnson. Now out to Yilanimi for three. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble, gets it to Zano. Zano, again, is going to travel with the basketball. She's trying to get up the court too soon. She just needs to get her feet under her, pivot, wait for the defense to clear. She's getting a little frustrated with herself, but I think she's just trying to do things a little too quickly out there. James goes right side to Yilanimi. To James. James, I think, traveled with the basketball also, but they didn't call it. To Yilanimi. To Johnson. Johnson back to Yilanimi on the right. To James. Deegan coming out, putting pressure on Yilanimi. Now they go to James. James gets past Couch. He's going to chuck one from 14. Weak side rebound comes down off Swinton and out of bounds. Swinton was fighting stud still for that one, and Swinton was the last one to catch it. Now off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Larson will be coming into the game. And she'll be coming in for Zano. And then also we've got Bradford coming in for Autumn Gross. We got Steegan, Cowart, Bradford, Larson, and Swinton for the Glacier Bears. Back in that 2-3 zone into Johnson. Johnson bring it all the way up behind the top of the key. Comes left-hand side to Yilanimi. Yilanimi, cross-court pass to James. She's going to chuck one up from the foot, was on the line. Rebound comes down to Swinton. As she was trying to grab it, Yilanimi rolled up on the back of her legs. And Kaylee wasn't able to hang on to the ball. Usually you see that move in football, not in basketball. Johnson on the inbounds pass, looking for somebody. Gets it into Yilanimi on the left baseline. Back into Johnson. She turns and shoots, and weak side rebound comes down to Larson. She clears that one, gets it to Swinton. Swinton pushes the ball up for the Glacier Bears. Gets it ahead to Bradford. Bradford's going to drive on the baseline, up with a shot. That's a little short. Weak side rebound comes down to Johnson. Nice look by Brittany, just couldn't get it to drop. Johnson up ahead to James. She'll set the offense. Goes right-hand side to Guthrie Buxton. Briefly through her hand, she grabs it. Goes to Johnson at the free throw line. She'll drive in, off the glass, rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton waits for the defense to clear, and she'll bring it up herself on the dribble. Swinton up to the three-point line, still dribble, spin. Back outside to Bradford. Bradford for that 18-footer. That one's a little bit long off of the Mischiefs. They tried to save it inside. They do. Quickly up ahead is Guthrie Buxton. She's across the 10-second line. Got Bradford in front of her, so she'll back it out to Yilanimi. Yilanimi to James at the top of the key. James working again. Steegan gets past her. Goes in off the glass and good from 12 for Madison James. Two-point lead for the Mischiefs with 3:49 left in the ballgame. Quickly back to Swinton for the Glacier Bears. She goes to Bradford on the right-hand side. Bradford back up top to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble now. She'll dribble to the left. Get a screen from Steegan. Her shot's off the front rim. Cowart battling for the rebound and off of her leg and out of bounds. Autumn Gross coming in for Cowart. And now we've got Hayward checking back in for the Mischiefs. And she'll be coming in for Studstill. So Hayward coming in with those four personal fouls. see if the Glacier Bears are able to pick up that fifth on her. James on the dribble for the Mischiefs. 3.5 minutes left in the ball game. James comes left-hand side to Yelenimi. Back up top to James. High over her head with the ball. High post to Johnson. Johnson turns, looks, backs out to James. James, back it up. Reset the offense. Comes left-hand side to Yelenimi. To Hayward at the high post. Down to Johnson. Johnson dishes to James at the free throw line. Back rim rebound comes down to Larson. Larson turns and spins. And they're going to get a travel on Larson. The ball back to the Mischief. Nelson now off the bench with those four personal fouls of hers in for Guthrie Buxton. The Mischiefs have all their top players back into the ball game. Get it into Yelenimi. They go down to Hayward. Hayward turns, spins, gets it out to Nelson for three. Janisha Nelson's got 12 points. Another three-pointer, five-point lead for the Mischiefs. Swinton back. She's going to throw up the three-pointer. Back rim, rebound comes down to Segan. Segan brings the ball out, gets it to Swinton. Swinton drives the left baseline into the key, up with the right hand. Oh, almost fell. She's got two coming from her for her from the free throw line. Number 10, Katrina Johnson. That's going to be her third, ninth team foul. Swinton at the line, needing to make a couple free throws. Keep the Glacier Bears in this ball game with 2:49 left. First one off the rim, no good. Mischief still 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Glacier Bears have hardly fouled them at all, and we're leaving all of these points out there that we could have been getting from the free throw line. Second one by Swinton is good. She's got 10 now. And back is James with a four-point lead for the Mischiefs. Goes right-hand side to Hayward, way out at the half-court line. She's waiting for somebody to come out and play her. When Autumn Gross starts making her move out there, she drove in out to the right side. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson's got Larson all over her. Now they get it back out to Hayward. Hayward picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Johnson, back to Hayward. Little weave up at the top here. Yelenimi to Johnson to Hayward. All is way out at the half-court line. Hayward now dribbling, trying to get through. Gets it back to Johnson. Johnson back to Hayward. Hayward's going to dribble towards the left-hand side. Picks up her dribble. Gets it off to Yelenimi. Yelenimi looking for somebody. Gets it to Hayward. Hayward's going to drive baseline. Goes up. Has her shot blocked out of bounds by Swinton. Bears going to need to figure out something here defensively to either put more pressure on them or start fouling or something. Down four, you can't just let them dribble around out there all day long. But that's a full timeout.
Yeah. Well, you're right. They're on top of it. And, you know, the Mischiefs, they're running a little clock all right, but they've had a number of opportunities to go to the basket and haven't done it, too, to draw the foul on the Glacier Bears. But we'll see if they make any adjustments. Also, the Glacier Bears, you know, they're going to have to get back down the court and get a good shot. Four-point lead, I mean, that's not a lot of points. Glacier Bears can score a couple buckets real fast. So we'll see what happens when they come out of this timeout. But I know Coach Joe Wessel, he was getting a little frustrated with the fact that the girls, you know, he could see that they had lanes to the hoop, take the girls to the basket. They're a good free throw shooting team, so if you take the girls to the basket, you might get to the free throw line. Shooting-wise, Glacier Bears are 3-for-10 so far, and Mischiefs are 3-for-9 in that quarter.
And I just counted up the free throws again. Glacier Bears 8-for-21 from the free throw line, Lyle.
Don't count.
I have to. I can't help myself. So the Mischiefs will inbounds on the baseline. Katrina Johnson on the inbounds. Michaela Krager checked in at the timeout for the Glacier Bears. She came in for Gross. They get into Yelenimi. Yelenimi guarded by Bradford. Comes way up top to Nelson. She's got Segan on her. Tries to get past her. Good defense by Segan. And Segan's going to put the hands on her and pick up that foul.
So that's the ball up, but you didn't.
Yep. So that's only the fourth team foul on the Glacier Bears. That's the first on Segan. So if the Glacier Bears are going to want to get the Mischief shooting, they're going to have to foul in a hurry. Now they go inside to Hayward. Hayward's going to dribble the ball out way up top. And now you've got Krager going to pick up the foul on Hayward. So that is going to be the way we're looking at this now. The Glacier Bears want to get some fouls and get up. So the Mischiefs will have to be shooting from the line. That should be that's the fourth now. Team foul here in the second half for the Glacier Bears. Johnson inbounding. And stolen away by Larson. Larson gets the steal on the inbounds pass. She's got a 3-on-1, gets it over to Swinton. Swinton leaves it short. Hayward down with the rebound. Oh, golden opportunity there. And Swinton missed the easy bucket for the Glacier Bears. I don't think she had her feet set on that. So we're going to get a foul on the Glacier Bears instead of the bucket. Oh, that one hurts there. Larson's going to pick up the personal foul. Great steal by Larson. Glacier Bears now full court pressure. Mischief's looking to get the ball inbounded. And they get it in and knocked out of Nelson's hands by Larson. Glacier Bears still in that full court pressure. Mischief's still inbound on the baseline once again. 1:34 left in the game. Glacier Bears trailing by 4. Long down court pass up ahead to Nelson over the top of Krager's head. Krager now guarding against Nelson. They're trying to get a foul here. Nobody's fouling anybody. And now Krager will come over. Not a lot of game awareness here by the Glacier Bear girls. Coach Brittenham's yelling at them to foul, but none of them seem to want to go over and foul anybody.
Well, on the other side, too, is the Mischiefs could be putting the ball up and getting 2 shots, and they're not doing it. They're just kind of bringing the ball down, waiting for the foul.
Yep. Now we got Destiny Cowart coming in for Krager. Mischiefs inbounding on their baseline. They get it into Yelenimi, and Brittany was over there real quick with the foul. She actually got her about 3 times before the official called one. And so that'll be the 7th team foul. That's the 4th on Bradford now.
Well, 2 things can happen here. The Mischiefs can make their bucket from the free throw line, or they can miss, and the Glacier Bears are controlling the boards and get the ball back.
The Glacier Bears need to box out hard on this one, so if this one comes off, they can get it. She's got to earn the second one. And it comes long, and rebound comes down to Swinton. Glacier Bears with a chance to close this gap. Swinton on the dribble. She's got Yelenimi guarding her, looking for a screen up top. She's going to take the 3-point shot. That one rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Hayward now in the backcourt, going to be fouled by Larson. I think this is going to be a shooting night that Kaylee Swinton's going to want to forget. She's had a tough time making much of anything. She's only got 3 shots from the field that she's made. Not a lot of open looks for her. 1:09 left. Got Hayward at the line. Drina Hayward at the line. She's 1-for-2 so far. Misses that. And that ball is going to be off the Mischiefs. So the Glacier Bears staying in it. They keep getting opportunities, but they're going to need to start cashing in on some of these. Only 1:08 left. 4-point deficit. So Swinton will roll the ball in. Gets it to Segan. Segan back to Swinton. Swinton. Up to the 3-point line, over to Bradford. Bradford from 16. That one's going to be long. Destiny Coward down with the rebound. Little drop step up and, in and out. Gets her own rebound. Misses that one again, too. We can't miss these layups. Hayward down with the rebound. Golden opportunities for the Glaciers. And now we got an intentional foul. That was way too much by Destiny Coward there. She just shoved the girl in the back. And so this will be 2 shots and the ball for the Mischiefs. And that'll send Hayward to the line, shooting 2. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line. She's got 2 opportunities here. And that misplay right there, if Hayward makes 1 or 2 of these, this could be the end of it. Ooh, lucky for the Glacier Bears. She misses another one. Now, Coach Brittenham's out there talking to the official, but that was a blatant shove in the back. You got to call an intentional foul on that one. Hayward misses both of them. Glacier Bears getting lucky here. So the ball will be at half court, 51.7 seconds left. They need to stop for some more missed free throws here by the Mischiefs. Only 18 fouls on the Glacier Bears, so it'll still be a 1-on-1. Swinton coming out on Hayward, and she's going to get the foul on the arm, so that'll be Hayward going back to the line. That's Kaylee's first personal foul. Now they're saying 2. Well, I don't know why they're saying 2. It should be a 1-on-1.
Well, I don't know. They haven't got it up on the board.
Oh, now they're saying they missed that last one. So that is 10 team fouls now on the Glacier Bears. So that will be shooting 2 for Hayward. People keep messing me up with this sport. We rely on it. Hayward missing another one. She's keeping us in this one. Glad Haynes isn't the only one missing free throws, Lyle.
Man, no kidding.
They went from 1-for-2 to 1-for-9 now. Second one, that one's off. Rebound comes down to Larson. Larson clears it, gets it to Swinton. Glacier Bears need a bucket. Swinton across the 10-second line. He's going to stop, gets it over to Bradford. Bradford from 17, back rim. That iron is still unkind to the Glacier Bears. Tied up, it will be Metlakatla ball. Tie up between Hayward and Larson. So 37 seconds left. Nobody from the Glacier Bears can buy a bucket. They're getting great looks, whether it's underneath, outside, all of them. Great shots that you want them to have. Metlakatla's got Yelanimi back now. Stegan goes back with her. They get it into Nelson. Nelson, guarded by Larson. Got a foul. They finally do. Larson, that's going to be her fourth personal. And that'll send Hayward. Nope, this will be Nelson at the line. She hasn't been there yet today, but she's got 4 3-pointers from outside. She's got a nice-looking shot. She's got a chance to kind of put this one away from the free throw line and makes the first one. That's 13 for Tanisha Nelson. And into the game is Autumn Gross for the Glacier Bears. She'll be coming in for Stegan. So 33.7 seconds left. Glacier Bears going to need a lot of luck to go their way. It hasn't gone their way so far this game. Second one by Nelson is up and good. There, Bears trail by 6. Swinton gets it up to Cowart. Now Cowart needs to pick it up real quick. Oh, she does. Gets it back to Swinton. Swinton going to get a timeout here by Coach Brittenham before Kayla gets the shot up.
Boy, they just about gave that one away because Yelanimi came down. Nobody was paying attention. She got her hand on it, and man.
One of the things you can tell is both for the boys and girls, a lot of these players haven't played a lot of basketball because there's just situational awareness that comes with playing more games. You got to play games in order to get it. It's not something you can get watching TV. It's not something you get at practice. You got to play the games and go through those experiences. And some of that's hurting them today. It hurt the boys in their game when they put that pressure on, and it's hurting the girls here in this one.
Well, 6-point lead. I mean, it's not insurmountable. 30 seconds. There's plenty of opportunities here.
They can do it. We got to get Coach Brittenham to draw up a good play here.
Well, he was scratching on his board, I noticed down there, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see if we give him what kind of grade we give him on this play coming out of the. Out of that timeout, we'll have Bradford inbounding. Larson sets the screen for Swinton. Swinton turns, shoots the three. That one's going to be an air ball. Comes down to Nelson, and Nelson will be going to the line shooting two. That was a good play. Swinton just didn't knock down the shot. She had a lot of pressure on that one, but got a couple screens. And
Autumn came out, set a good screen.
But the good help defense that time by Metlakatla got a hand up in Kaylee's face. And now Brittany, looks like that was her fifth foul, so she's going to foul out of the ball game. Nice effort by Brittany Bradford. She's going to finish with 7 points. She was the one that kept a minute with her shooting in the first half, and those same shots just didn't fall for her in the second half. Nelson makes her third free throw. She's got 15, a 7-point lead now. Zano into the game for Larson. So Nelson will be back at the line. Chance to shoot one more. This one is good as well. 23.6 seconds. Glacier Bears throw it way up court to Gross. Gross back to Swinton. Swinton looking for a three. She's going to get an open look. Again, back rim. Rebound comes down to Madison James. We're going to have a foul on the Glacier Bears. And the only thing we're going to be looking at now is what the final score is going to be. The Glacier Bears just couldn't get enough shots to fall here in the second half. They did a great job defensively. Did a good job getting Metlakatla into foul trouble. But they just could not score from the free throw line or from the field in this game. They just had a lot of open looks that just wouldn't drop for him, in and out. So James will be at the line shooting two. She's got 7 points so far in the ball game. This is her first attempt from the free throw line. Misses the first. Off the bench is Larson. She'll be coming in for Zano. James back at the line. Her second shot is up and rolls in. She's got 8 points. Swinton quickly back for the Glacier Bears. She's looking for help. She's going to cast up a three-pointer. Rebound down to Gross. Gross looking for it. She's going to lose the ball out of bounds back to the Mischiefs. So 3.2 seconds left. Glacier Bears down 9. Mischiefs get it in and get it into James. And that'll be the end of the ball game. 41 for Metlakatla, 32 the final score for the Glacier Bears. Final score, and Madison James had 8 for the Mischiefs. Katrina Johnson with 4. Drina Hayward with 5. Marissa Yelanimi with 8. Tanisha Nelson with a big 16. She had those 4 killer three-pointers, and then she just closed out the game, nailing them from the free throw line. 4 for 4 for the line for her. Tulsi Zano for the Glacier Bears, she had 2. Brittany Bradford had 2. Jordan Segan with 3. Kaylee Swinton with 10. Autumn Gross with 2. Destiny Cowart with 8, rounding out the scoring for the Glacier Bears. And the Glacier Bears finish out 8 for 21 from the 3 free throw line. I hate to harp on that, but that's your ball game right there. Plus some missed layups and a lot of missed shots from the outside. Just couldn't get the shots to fall tonight, Lyle.
Glacier Bears, 44 rebounds in that ball game, and 19 for the Metlakatla Chiefs shooting percentage. Glacier Bears finished with 24%, putting up 49 shots. And while the Mischiefs finished with 33% from the field, putting up 42 shots, getting 14 of the goes. Well, we reminded folks here, we got a couple of ball games tomorrow. You want to definitely tune in for some things here. The opening game for our Haynes Glacier Bears tomorrow will be at 11:30 a.m., and that'll be Wrangell and Haynes going at it. Wrangell is by virtue of losing to Craig earlier today, so Wrangell and Haynes at 11:30. And then for the boys' side of the thing, the Haynes Glacier Bear boys are going to play at 1:15. We don't know who they're going to play yet because Matt and Wrangell have to go at each other here. And they're out on the court right now warming up, so it won't be long. But we know the Haynes Glacier Bears are going to play at 1:15 tomorrow. Yet to know who that's going to be, so you'll want to definitely tune in 11:30 and 1:15. Well, we were hoping to bring you a little better results here on this opening day, but didn't quite happen for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Remind you again, we'll be back on the air again, and we want to thank the folks that are helped us with all these underwriting for Doug and I to get down here.